On Sunday, February 3rd at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl will present one of the 2013 NEA Jazz Master recipients, alto saxophonist Papa Lou Donaldson. This broadcast originally aired in May of 2007 in preparation for the hip-hop takeover. That's Sunday, February 3rd at 11 p.m. right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and it's time for, you know, that program. Yeah, that one.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
Yes, this is Sugar in My Bowl. As mentioned during the promo, we'll be listening to Papa Lou Donaldson. And this originally aired in May of 2007. Stay tuned. Listen to the NEA Jazz Master, the 2013 NEA Jazz Master recipient, one of them, Papa Lou Donaldson. Stay tuned. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
We're going to actually get to talk to, well, I'm going to get to talk to and find out how he feels while he's on the line. I'm going to talk to a young man named Lou Donaldson. Yeah, that ought to be fun. He's somewhere in Atlanta at a music festival. And so he's expecting us. So, he's set. He's confirmed. And I'd like to thank Akiko Sruga. She was on during International Working Women's Day, and she is very instrumental in making this happen, because she's in Atlanta playing with Papa Lou. And Akiko Sruga, spelled T-S-U-R-G-A. Is a crazy, wonderful keyboardist. She plays a Hammond B3 organ. And she's, the first time I saw her, she was with Grady Tate. And that was on my birthday last year. And so I've been a fan ever since I heard her. So maybe we can listen to something by her before we get into this whole Papa Lou thing. Let's listen to Akiko, my favorite Hammond B3 player of today. Because why don't I just hush and we'll just check out what she can do. This is Sugar in My Bowl. That's what I'm calling it. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's right. I tricked you. I actually started off with Lou Donaldson doing Alligator Boogaloo. And it was released in 1967 that was the title track, Alligator Boogaloo. And, let's see what we had. We had, Melvin Lasty Sr. on cornet, Lou Donaldson on alto sax, George Benson on guitar, Lonnie Smith on organ, and Leo Morris on drums. And after that, we had a tribute from, Akiko Struga. And that was called Boogaloo. That's Boogaloo. Her tribute to Lou Donaldson. And on her recording, Akiko Thruka is on a Hammond B3 organ. Eric Johnson on guitar. Vince Ector on drums. And Wilson Kembo Cornell is on percussion. And, let's see, I will follow this up. Let me hear another one from Akiko. She was here on International Working Women's Day, if I didn't mention. She came in with her keyboard, and she went at it for about a half hour. I think she had a half hour. She was just wonderful. So keep an ear out for her. That's Akiko, A-K-I-K-O, Struga. T-S-U-R-U-G-A. And right now, we're going to hear, this is from her latest, as was Boogaloo, Sweet and Funky, came out this year. This is DLG. Okay, I just wanted to cut in to let you know again that this is a rebroadcast of, I guess it was the first show that I actually referred to as Sugar in My Bowl, and it was, it aired on Memorial Day in May in, 2007, and, when at that time, Akiko Struga's latest recording was Sweet and Funky. Stay tuned for more Sugar in My Bowl on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web. Oh, and by the way, let me do this now before I forget. I want to congratulate both Kim and Avril. And Ayodele and Unique. They were, both couples were married this past Friday. And yay for them. They're going to have an interesting 2013 and more, and then some. Anyway, continued great stuff for them, and continued good listening for you. Stay tuned. Yes, yes. That was Akiko Struga from Sweet and Funky. And that was DLG. DLG. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. This is Dr. Lonnie Smith's review of Akiko Struga. She can play. She is going to surprise a lot of people. And that's true, because if you look at her, you don't think that all of that funk is, you know, in this tiny package. But, hey, apparently size is not the issue with funky Hammond B3 performers. Alrighty. I'm going to go to... Actually, just... I'm going to go to a piece by Lou Donaldson. And just as a sort of primer to what's happening this evening, I'm going to be playing some Lou Donaldson, of course. I'll be playing more Lou Donaldson, but I'll also be playing artists who have sampled Lou Donaldson's work. Yes, indeed. This is the sort of stuff I tend to do during the hip-hop takeover. The hip-hop takeover, the original WBAI hip-hop takeover, executive producer, Ife Dancy. But this is usually my type of contribution to the takeover. I tend to play jazz artists who've been sampled, and Lou Donaldson's music has been sampled. Certain cuts, you'll probably recognize them when you hear them. But I'll also play some samples, the ones that I am allowed to play, the ones that are tidy. Clean and tidy for the airwaves. All right. Anyway, so I'm going to go to this cut. What am I going to go to? I'm going to go to One Cylinder. This is also from Alligator Boogaloo. And when we come back, we'll be listening to Papaloo, Mr. Lou Donaldson. So stay tuned. Thank you. WBAI, New York. Hello, Mr. Donaldson.
Oh, good afternoon. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. Wow, it's so great to hear you.
Yes.
How you doing down there? I understand you're in Atlanta.
Yeah, down in Atlanta.
There's a music festival going down
there?
Yeah,
big jazz festival.
Uh-huh. You've done this before, this jazz festival?
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of the jazz festival? Do you know?
Atlanta Heritage Festival, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's a great festival.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, I understand.
We're celebrating the 30th year.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's the oldest festival.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The longest festival in the, longest festival, running festival in the United States.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yep.
Excellent. So you were down there with Akiko Sruga?
Yeah, Akiko.
Yeah.
Randy Johnston.
Uh-huh.
And Fukushi Tanaka.
Wow. Wow.
Nice group.
Uh-huh. So you've been playing with them a while, or?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So tell the people who aren't familiar with you, Mr. Donaldson, what you've been up to.
Oh. That's a long story.
It is, and I want to hear it from your mouth.
That's a long story.
I understand you like to tell stories, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, the people who are not familiar with me, I don't know. You know, they should be familiar. I've been around for a long time. I've been participating in jazz events now for over 50 years.
Wow.
I mean, almost 60 years, you know. And, I'm just originally from North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And, was in the Navy, so uh-huh. Celebrating this day, too.
Oh, okay.
I was in World War II, and in the Navy band.
Mm-hmm.
And,
did you play sax in the Navy band?
Mostly clarinet.
Okay.
But I played a little saxophone. When we had a dance, we had to play for a dance.
Uh-huh.
Played saxophone. But when we played marches and stuff like that, I played a clarinet. And, I had a wonderful career. You know, I came to New York in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And got with a lot of groups, Art Blakey and, mm-hmm. Kenny Durham, a lot of great musicians I played with, and I had a wonderful career. And then I got my own band about 58, 59.
Okay.
And immediately I got two top records, Blues Walk and The Masquerade Is Over.
Right.
And from then on in, it's been smooth sailing.
So tell me about the time when you, what I plan to be playing this evening is generally the stuff that the hip-hop artists have sampled.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be like from Mr. Shingling and Alligator Boogaloo and
right.
Hot Dog and
mm-hmm.
Everything I Play Is Funky.
Okay, right.
What, Pretty Things. And how, yeah. Were you aware that you were being sampled, your work was being sampled?
Not really. I didn't know, you know, until I saw, you know, the checks, you know.
Okay.
Because that is done, you know, through publishing and stuff like that. So I don't get to see it until it's over.
Okay.
I don't have much to do with it because artists hear that music and they like it.
Uh-huh.
And they just take a sample of it, you know.
Yeah. So what do you think they like about your stuff?
I really think they like the rhythm, you mm-hmm. know, the beat that we play on.
Yeah.
Because basically when I came up, I played in big bands most of the time when I was young.
Okay.
And we played for dancing. And if you notice, most of my music you can dance to.
Definitely.
And a lot of people don't like it, say it's commercial, but it's really not, because that's actually what jazz is supposed to be.
Right.
Music to dance to, because that's where it originally started.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's going to have to stay if it's going to survive.
Right. Well, great. Have you ever worked with any of the hip-hop artists, or have
no,
any
no,
approached
no.
you?
Okay. No.
Do you have a desire to do so? Or?
Not really.
Okay.
No, not really.
Okay.
No. See, Donald has done that at
right.
Bird, and he asked me several times to. But I just continue with my group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After you get old, you know, you get set in your ways, and I just could not picture myself playing for, you know, younger people, you know.
Hmm.
I have to be playing for middle age and older people.
Okay.
I see they can assimilate my music better.
Uh-huh.
All of the young ones like it. They like
uh-huh.
it. But they don't know the history of it, you know, what old people do. So
uh-huh.
it's a little different.
Well, maybe you could teach them the history.
Well, we could if we could get some TV exposure. See, that's our biggest problem. We cannot get anything on television, not on prime time.
Right.
We can get it on PBS,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that, and BET sometimes.
Right.
But the prime stations, we cannot get anything going.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. It's definitely a market for it. I
right.
can tell by my record sales, it's a market for
right.
it. But I do not know. You have to ask somebody in the music or business about that.
Mm. Uh-huh.
I imagine the other stuff sells more, you know. It
mm-hmm.
probably does, you know.
Yeah.
Probably does, you know.
So I suspect the turnout to the festival was pretty intense to see.
The festival was good. They said they had 50,000 people. That's what they said, but
uh-huh.
I don't think they had that many people. But they had a lot of people.
They probably had a lot of people just sitting there listening to you.
They had, yes, oh, yeah, they had a lot of people. I'm telling you, I haven't seen that many people in a long time.
Wow. You're going to be at Carnegie soon, right?
Yeah, the 23rd of June. Yeah, I'm down there with Patti LaBelle.
Right.
That should be nice, too.
It's part of the JVC Jazz Festival.
Yeah, JVC Jazz Festival,
mm-hmm.
right.
Who are you going to be playing with?
Same
folks?
Group. Yeah, okay. same group.
Uh-huh. Well, that ought to be fun.
Oh, that should be. It'd be nice. I like to get to Carnegie. Oh, I've been there before, but, you know,
uh-huh.
I'd like to go back again because that's the biggest music name, you know, in our history.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, you know.
Yeah. Do you like the sound there?
It's a good sound.
Okay.
It's a good sound because it was built for classical music.
Right.
And
European classical.
Well,
and American classical.
Well, it's not too much American classical.
There is American. Jazz is American classical.
Well, jazz is American, but they don't have it there every week like they do the classics, you know.
Right. That's true. Oh, great. Well, it's really nice talking to you. I sort of don't want to let you go. I've been trying so hard to, like, get you on the line.
Well, I'm available. I'm around. I was in Florida most of the winter because
uh-huh.
it got too cold for me in New York. I like to play golf, so I have to go where I can play, you know. New York, I couldn't do it anymore. But I'm back now. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be around anytime I'm available. Just give me a call.
So you're touring right now, or?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do a minor tour.
Uh-huh.
We're going to about three or four cities, Nashville, Tennessee, we're going.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Boston after we leave Carnegie.
Uh-huh.
And then we go out to Stanford, California.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, whether you were going out to the West Coast.
Yeah, we go to the West Coast, okay. And that's a long trip. I hate to make those trips now, but, you know, we have to do it to let people know we're still around
that's
and still
right.
playing, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, in this business, it's out of sight, it's out of mind.
That
know?
Is true, because people, I interviewed Bob James sometime back, and as I was talking, he said that people thought that he was dead.
Oh, my God.
They thought that he had died. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait a minute.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Well, everybody that knows me knows that I'm just made 80.
Oh, okay, okay.
Big 80.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Glad to hear
and,
that.
And, you know, it's wonderful to get this old because you can look back and see the mistakes that you made.
Wow.
Like Hubie Blake said, if he knew he was going to live that long, he would have taken better care of himself. But he lived to be 100. So.
That's true. That is true.
But, and I've never done anything but play music. So, you know, it's been a wonderful life and association for me.
Was there anyone that you really liked playing with and learned from by playing with them?
It's many people. I couldn't start to name him because I'd forget somebody and...
Well,
when
okay.
I meet them, they'd want to punch me in the snout.
So we'll narrow down the question.
Well,
could you
Charlie
name...
Parker was my prime, you know. I guess Charlie Parker would be the prime person that I was after. But actually, I heard Johnny Hodges and Benny Carter and like people like Eddie Cleanhead Vincent and Earl Bostick. A lot of saxophone players I heard before. I heard. Charlie Parker, but he just, his style just intrigued me so much. I just wanted to play that way.
Now, did you find it difficult to transfer from tenor sound to an alto?
You mean from clarinet to alto?
Yeah. Well, no, I meant he played tenor, right?
No, he played alto.
Oh, well, see.
Alto.
And my ignorance. Let me start
well,
right there.
Well, he played tenor too, but basically his popularity was with the alto.
Okay. Okay.
But it wasn't a problem for me because, know, I was still young when I heard him. I was just 18 years old when I heard him. So,
that
I hadn't really formed a definite style or definite way to play anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that did it for me.
Wow. So as you were saying, though, I'll ask your question to you. Did you have difficulty transferring from clarinet to alto?
No.
Okay.
Have difficulty at all.
Okay.
I was glad to get rid of that clarinet. it was tough to play.
Was it really?
But I had to do it because that's how I got in the Navy band, you know, playing clarinet.
Right. What was difficult? The fingering or?
Yeah, see, the fingering was very difficult. See, at first, if you know anything about clarinet, they had an old style clarinet called an Albert system clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new system was the BAME system. Once they brought in the BAME system, fingering was much easier to do on a clarinet.
Uh-huh.
And I started liking the clarinet then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I heard Charlie Parker, and then I wanted that alto sound, and, you know, you can't get that on no clarinet.
Okay. So there was no going back to the clarinet.
No, I just threw the clarinet away. I got one at home I haven't even touched.
Oh, wow.
In years. I tried to get my grandson to... learn how to play, but he likes rap, so didn't bother. He didn't bother with it at all.
Does he sample your stuff?
No. No, he doesn't sample anything. He sings his rap all day. I can't understand a thing he's saying, but... And I told him, I said, I don't understand that music, man. You have to take that outside.
No.
He can't sing it in my house. He has to go out on the back porch, you know.
Gosh.
Inside the house, I said, oh, no, not in here, no. I'll sing a note of that in here.
Mm. Well, let's see. Would you be interested in taking calls from anyone?
From anybody.
Okay. Well, the number to call is 212-209-2900 for anyone who'd like to chat it up, share a chat up with Mr. Lou Donaldson.
Yeah, because some interesting calls come in sometimes when people want to know things.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, I just can't think about them myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, really, same here.
Well, some busy just trying to get through the night working and playing, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they're listening, so they got different ideas about what's going on.
Well, let's see what's happening here. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, good afternoon. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Okay, you've got Lou Donaldson on the line.
Hi, Lou Donaldson. How are you? I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan for a long time.
Okay.
I don't even know what to say. I just wanted to say hello.
All right.
Okay, that's good, too.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
All right, bye.
All right. WBAI, you're on the air?
Yeah, hello.
You've got Lou Donaldson on the line?
Yeah, Lou?
Yeah.
How you doing, man? Listen, I go back a long way with you from the from Freddy's in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah, Boston Road.
Right, there you go.
Uh-huh.
I remember a good friend of yours, Ray Jackson, the organist.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I knew the family, him and his wife, right?
Yeah, he's now deceased.
Yeah, right, I know, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, hey, listen, you've been around for a long time, Lou, and you still sound good.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, man.
I hope so. We just had a good concert down here today. People told me I never sounded better.
Old school. Okay, Lou.
All right, thank you.
Right, man.
Thank you for calling.
Sure.
WBAI, you're on the air. You're going to have to speak up or turn down a radio or something.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air with Lou Donaldson and Joyce Jones.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
You have to turn down your radio because it's confusing you.
How you doing, Lou?
Yeah.
Turn down your radio, sir.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
We'll be on the same page now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, Lou?
Yes.
I'm calling from the Bronx. So I know you live in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah.
Over Eastchester Road there, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you know, I always loved you, man. I go back a long time.
Yeah.
And you still sound good. I don't know who put that rumor out you was dead, you know.
No.
Oh, no, that was Bob James.
That was Bob James we were talking about. That wasn't him.
What happened a year ago, my wife passed away. And a lot of people did call me and ask me, you know, was I still alive, which is a stupid question.
Oh,
but, you
is.
Know, because I was answering the phone. but that was my wife. We did that 55 years, you know, so it was, you know.
Yes.
I was kind of quiet for a few months, but I'm back now. I'm back, you know, back on the trail.
Okay.
Good to hear from you.
All right, good.
To you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
All right, it's 212-209-2900 if you're interested in speaking to Papa Lou Donaldson. Can you hang out for a little while?
Yeah, I've got nothing to do.
Okay.
I'll catch a plane in the morning coming back to New York.
Oh, okay.
Tonight I have nothing to do. Sit around.
Well, thank you for sharing the time with us.
Yes.
By the you said how long you and your wife were married?
55 years.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Well, so I knew about 65 years because she's near my hometown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
let me get another call here. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
First of all, I want to congratulate WBAI for just the work that they do. You guys are excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Mr. Donaldson, I'm a fan of yours for many years. It's just so great to hear your voice. Just so great to hear that you're doing well and that you're on the scene.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep up with the good work, man.
Yeah,
I will. God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's 212-209-2900. 212-209-2900 if you want to have a little chat with Lou Donaldson. It would be nice if you had some questions, but, you know, I'm sure he doesn't mind people telling him how much they
know. And I'm a good question man because I got a good answer for anything they ask me. A lot of times they don't like it, but I got an answer for it.
That's 212-209-2900. Let's see what we got here. Hello, WBAI. You're on the air. You have to turn down the radio because you'll get confused.
I just turned the radio down.
Okay. You're on with Lou Donaldson.
Hi. It's an honor. I wanted to ask Mr. Donaldson about the racial component going back to, say, the 50s, how things have changed and how they haven't changed. And because he goes back to a time when, you know, things were a lot different. And if there was, and how white musicians and black musicians got on, and what his feeling is about, you know, as a musician, of course, people respected him and gave him certain privileges. And knowing that the same people who were treating him so well would look down and, like, not treat so well, like, your average black man who wasn't such a great musician, how did that make him feel?
Did you hear the question?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Okay. And unfortunately, you got the wrong person because, see, I didn't really start to really getting into this stuff until around 48, 49, and back then it wasn't too much of a racial problem in jazz. You know, mm-hmm. musicians, I never had any problem at all with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what he's talking about because I was born and raised in North Carolina. So, you know, mm-hmm. I know all about what he's talking about.
Right.
But see, right after I got into started getting famous, you know, and people knew me, there was a time that Martin Luther King, you know, started the civil rights thing.
Uh-huh.
And we had already integrated many places with music before then. You know, actually, sometime I sit down and make a joke that we integrated places a long time before the woman sat on the bus. You know?
Right. Rosa Parks, right.
Rosa Parks, yeah. I mean, we did that a long, long time. We went in places and just played.
Right, right.
And we stopped the places and along the highway and just ate.
Oh, okay.
Went in and ate. You know, and people, they look funny, but they served us. I could tell you some stories, but they wouldn't be too compatible with the air, you know, with the radio.
Okay.
And for what we had to tell them, you know, to get served, you know. But
It was great.
Uh-huh. It was great. It was great. I remember one time we were down in near Tuskegee.
Mm-hmm.
Down, and we went in this place, and evidently you had these foreigners who had just come over from, I don't know, Cuba or Mexico or somewhere. You know, they were Latin people.
Okay.
And they were working in this hamburger place.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to go around to the back to get these hamburgers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled in, and we just went right in and got... They waited on us because evidently they didn't know the rules.
Oh, okay.
We probably were back down in the back country where, you know, they hadn't seen too many of us.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
They just waited on us, and the manager came out and said, no, you got to go around the back to get served and reach for the hamburgers, and that's the worst thing he could have done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a couple of musicians, I'm not even going to tell you their names, but
uh-huh.
What they told him, I couldn't believe.
Oh, goodness.
And we jumped in the car because I made them get in the car. Say, we got to get out of here quick.
Oh, goodness, it was that bad.
Huh? Oh, it was bad. They said some bad things to him. And I knew he was going straight to the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
And we got in our car and was going from down the highway.
Uh-huh.
And you would not believe in a million years what happened.
What happened?
We saw this blue light coming. You know what that is. State
Police.
Trooper.
Yes.
And lo and behold, this was one of the first black troopers that they had hired.
Oh, my.
Down in that section of the country.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the first. He said he was the first one they ever hired in that state and in that country. And when he caught up with us, he said, oh, so you better be glad I got this call. And we told him what happened. So he said, all right, keep on going. See, but you're lucky. The call came to me. If it had come to somebody else, you'd have probably been going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
And that's amazing, but that's exactly what happened.
Wow. You were lucky all the way.
Yeah, but that's the way. I tell you, we integrated many places.
Yeah.
And we did many things. And we did sometime, but he's talking about then,
mm-hmm.
but even now, it's not, you know, it wasn't then, it's now, because mm-hmm. sometime I played down at the Village Vanguard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see 20 black people the whole week.
Yeah.
Even now, I'm talking about right now, 2:07.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I work down there and I never see them.
Wow.
And up in my neighborhood, I tell them to come, and mm-hmm. if they come, they can get in free.
Wow.
I still never see them.
Oh, my goodness. Because I was just thinking it was probably the ticket price because it's kind of steep.
I don't know about that because, you know, I'm a number player, you know. I play lottery every day.
Okay.
And I see people come in there playing $100, $200. You
oh,
know?
My goodness.
So
people,
I'm not saying that it's the money because I know different.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
All I'm saying is people are just lazy. They watch TV. They watch baseball or whatever they watch, football or whatever they watch.
Right. At home.
And they just won't come out to go to the clubs.
Yeah.
Whereas when I came up, you know, because, you know, I'm 80 years old, they didn't have any TV.
Right, right.
No radio either. Shows like you got.
Right.
They didn't have any jazz show.
Yeah.
You know? And
you had to go to the club.
You had to go to the club to hear music.
Right.
And not only did you hear music, they always had a comedian and they had a singer.
Right.
And most of the time they'd have what they call an interpretive dancer, but, you know, that wasn't really what it was, but that's what they would have. And they had to do that to get everything. You know, they had to do that.
All right. Do something about your cell phone. And I'll get,
that's all right.
Let me get this call here.
I'm cutting it off. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Let me get this call coming in here. Hello, WBAI. You're on the air. Oh, I guess not. Hello, WBAI. You're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to ask Mr. Donaldson, do you remember drummer Ben Dixon ever played with him?
He was one of the guys in that car when we went... He was in that car. He was one of the guys in that car when that state trooper got us.
Oh, he hung up. Okay. So he was in the car, huh?
He was one of them.
Oh, sweat.
In fact, I'll tell you who it was. Now, it's Ben Dixon, John Patton, and Bill Hardman.
Okay.
That was our group.
Wow.
That was who, that's who was in that car.
Well, let me get this other call here. Hello, WBAI. You're on the air. Oh, no, I guess not. Hello, WBAI. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening. Thank you so much, Joyce, for having Mr. Donaldson on there.
Oh, I'm glad he said yes.
Actually, no doubt. I'm entitling this. This should become part of the hip-hop takeover. I'm calling it the Donaldson Admonishment.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, I'm like the first caller. What is there to ask you? You are walking history. I just wish my daddy was alive and still be listening to you. But I am, and I still am, and continue. As long as you're performing, I'm listening. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
It's 212-209-2900. We got another call here. Hello, WBAI. You're on the air. Oh, I guess not. All righty then. So, Mr. Donaldson, thank you very much.
All right.
Sitting in with us.
These calls were getting good. I like
they were,
calls.
Weren't they? They got a little, they were kind of mellow now.
Yeah, they're getting those calls.
Well, it's because of the guest. I am certain it's because of you, Mr. Donaldson.
Yeah, because, you know, at one time I set a circuit. I made a circuit myself from New York to California. I booked it all by myself.
Really?
And every one of these places we had to integrate.
Uh-huh.
And we integrated all of them from New York all the way to California.
Wow.
That's long before Martin Luther King even got his stuff going.
Oh, my goodness.
And we had them coming in, and it's like the first cat to say, I knew that some people were coming, and you probably couldn't go to that neighborhood and play.
Right.
But music is a funny thing. It doesn't bother you that much.
Mm.
It didn't bother me, you know, because I was born and raised, you know, in the South.
In North Carolina.
I knew all about what he's talking about.
Sure.
But, fortunately, when I started playing, it was kind of abating slightly. And it never really bothered me that much. And then the white musicians always came around and played, even down in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
They would come over. You know, I went to A&T College.
Uh-huh.
And they would come over there and sit in with our band, you know.
Huh.
In fact, the great guitarist, Tal Follow,
yeah,
was from Greensboro, and he used to come and play with us all the time.
Oh, really?
Right in Greensboro. I'm talking about 47, 48.
Uh-huh.
Way back then.
Wow.
And but, you know, that was another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And down in my hometown, see, they had a place called ORD, which was the Overseas Replacement Center. And they had a band over there that had James Moody in it.
Okay.
And Linton Garner was the piano player.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that wrote all arrangements for Dizzy was there. And somebody else, Joe Gale, and Dave Burns, the trumpet player that was with Dizzy. All of them there. The arranger's name was Walter Fuller.
Oh, okay.
All those guys were right there in Greensboro.
Wow, cool.
And Moody always cracks up because every time I see him, he has a fit because he said, Lou, why don't you tell the people when you're talking at your seminars that we used to come down there and we couldn't even eat in the restaurants and the German prisoners could walk around and eat in the restaurant.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
But I said, no, Moody, I don't want to start any confusion, you know.
Well, you know, confusion usually reigns up in this station. So.
But, you know, history is funny, but the history, they change it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you live while it's happening and then you read it in a book, like I read about World War II and stuff, I see a lot of stuff that's entirely wrong, you know. And it's terrible.
Were you in a segregated unit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was in a segregated unit, and while I was in there, it was desegregated.
Oh.
Because of one gentleman, and, you know, I know I'm not a politician, but Harry Truman.
I'm sorry.
Harry Truman got in, and after Harry Truman got in, within a couple of months, he did something, and all of those units started to be getting integrated.
Oh, okay.
Marching bands and everything.
Right.
But before then, it was funny stuff going on.
So your band was integrated as well, the marching band?
Not my band. No. Not my band, but the jobs in the Navy.
Oh, okay.
Stuff that black people could do, you know, open up.
Okay.
Like usually you couldn't really be a rated musician. They just call you a seaman.
Mm-hmm.
But before I got out, and I didn't even stay in the Navy, but it was 11 months, I got to be a third-class rated musician.
Okay.
And that was something you could put on your arm that, you know, people couldn't get you out of the street and make you go, you know, wait on the table and stuff.
Well, let me let people know that they're listening to WBAI in New York,
99.5. Yeah, controversial station. I listen to the station all the time myself.
You know? Oh, right. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then.
I listen all the time. You know, I'm a guy that loves controversy.
Okay.
But I'm a Scorpion, you know, so you know how that is.
Are you really? That's, well, that explains everything.
November 1st, yeah.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm October 28th.
Yeah. You're close by.
That's true. But I'm probably more low-key than you are. Let's take another call. Hello, WBAI. You're on the air. Hello. Yes, this is WBAI.
And Mr. Donaldson, it's incredible to hear you, your voice, after hearing so many years of your music. You're both sort of a piece. I once heard a song over the radio, I don't remember where it was, by Johnny Mercer, and it has not left me, and I've only heard it once, and there are several producers I have called at this station who never heard of this song. I wonder if you have.
What's the song?
Pardon me?
What's the song? What is it? Did Mr. Donaldson record it?
The title of the song is, How Do You Say Auf Wiedersehen?
Yeah, I heard that.
Do you remember where?
I must have heard that during World War II. I heard that a long time.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that, but I don't remember it, but I heard that, and I've heard that song.
Did you ever record it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That must have been a vocal.
Oh, was it a vocal, George?
Yeah, it was, and it sort of had the feeling of a merry-go-round, you know, it just went on and it built up momentum, and it was just the most incredible song I've ever heard.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that song.
And Johnny Mercer, you know,
he was a great writer.
He's a legend.
He wrote many songs.
As you are. So, how is your health?
My health is so-so. It's about like anybody that's 80 years old.
Wow.
About 80 years old. I'm overweight. And
You're overweight?
I don't have any gray hair yet, but I play golf, you know, 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah.
So
what's your game level at?
My game?
Yeah.
Yeah, your golf game.
Oh, I got about, right now I'm playing at about a 15 handicap. I used to play down, you know, close to about a 10 to 12, but now it goes up every year.
You play golf, George?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm still swinging the same way, but the ball doesn't go quite as far as it used to go.
Well, thank you for calling, George.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. It's got another one here. Hello, WBAI. You're on the air. Oh, I guess not. Ew. This is 212-209-2900. You know, there's some people calling the old the pledge line, which was 212-209-2950 because of the drive.
Yeah,
the drive is over now.
That's good. That's good, this station. I listened to this station for many years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was the only place I could get the real news, you know.
All right.
I wasn't getting the watered down stuff.
That's right. That's why people listen to this and hopefully love this station.
Oh, yeah. Well, I listen to all these type of stations, you know, because I have to get the true stuff, you know.
Is this your first time on the station?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I was on there once before with somebody.
Okay.
I have to think way back because it was way back, at least in the 60s.
Oh, goodness. It was too long ago then.
Just when the station was first, you know, blossoming out.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's long overdue then.
Oh,
you have to come back then.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Find some way to get you back.
Anytime. I'll be delighted.
Excellent. Let me take this call. WBAI, you're on the air. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air with Lou Donaldson.
Thank you. Mr. Donaldson, I'm one of your admirers, and I must confess that I really catch up with you in the summertime. These are various Jazzmobile concerts and so on that are out in the street, and I do go to the clubs, but not as frequently as I would like to. I was wondering if you had played with Milt Jackson. I think you have recorded with Milt Jackson. I was wondering what that was like. I'm interested in Milt as well as...
First recording I made was with Milt Jackson.
Where was that?
1950, Blue Note, Blue Note Records. Mm-hmm. We made it over at Rudy Van Gelder's house.
Yeah.
He didn't even have a studio there, and he did the record in his house.
Oh, my goodness.
And I made it with Milt, Percy Heath, John Lewis, and Kenny Clark.
Oh.
And they were not the modern jazz quartet at that time. It was just Milt Jackson's group.
Interesting.
Right. They hadn't even formed the quartet at that time.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the group that worked with Dizzy.
Worked with Dizzy, and then they formed their own group called the Modern Jazz Quartet.
Yes, MJQ.
MJQ, right.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Donaldson, I'm going to let you enjoy the rest of your evening. Because I need to play some more.
I'm enjoying this.
I'm enjoying you too, but I need to play.
This is waking me up.
I need to play some music. We've been talking and
yeah, okay.
But I definitely look forward now that we are connected.
Yep.
We have to make this happen again.
You can call me anytime. You know, I'm sitting at home most nights.
Oh, okay. Well, you know,
I'll be willing to give you some political advice.
Okay. Well, you know what's interesting? Yeah. Do you know Melvin in Chicago?
Oh yeah.
Well, I've been trying to get you.
I know he's a good friend of mine, Melvin Williams.
Exactly. I've been trying to get you through him, and he hasn't been helping me. So it took Akiko Shruga to get us connected.
Well, I'm surprised. All you had to do was call 802. You know, they've got my number.
Well.
Musicians Union.
All right, then.
They got my number.
Okay.
And it was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
And I'd like to thank all of these people that call in and all the people that have purchased my records over the years.
That's a helpful thing.
Because it's very important to me. And I'd like to thank them very much.
And now they have to continue to come out and see you.
Yep.
That's right.
I work around New York.
That's true.
I'll be around there. You know, I'll be with Patti LaBelle there. But, you know, I work the Vanguard and the Birdland Club. I work them all the time.
Okay.
And I just space them out where, you know, I don't run into each other.
Okay.
And anytime you see me around, come on around.
I definitely will.
You can be a special guest.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, Mr. Donaldson.
Have a good night.
Good night to you.
Bye-bye.
Peace. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Sugar My Bowl is the name of this program. And that was a conversation that I had with Lou Donaldson in May of 2007. Rebroadcasted for you tonight. It was to lead up to the hip-hop takeover that generally happens in June. I do not know whether it's happening this year. The executive producer is Ife Dancy. And this was a Memorial Day show, and it was sort of like, I got a call. Hey, you want to be on? I was like, oh, God. And fortunately, Lou Donaldson was available, so it became a great conversation. And Lou Donaldson is a jazz 2013 Jazz Master recipient. And hooray for Lou Donaldson. Stay tuned for more Sugar in My Bowl on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and sugarinmybowl.org on the web.
Bye. For today is good music, so sit back, relax, and dig the groove.
The most that I dig is hip hop and rocks to hip hop. Not over me, because to me that's not my style. The all double O quote thing for radio, but major so the ones that zip won't change the dialing. I remember one morning in the soul shack, cooling in the outback on a songwriting ship. Blizzard 5-0 for Bob Marley's clip on a cloud. I be relaxing all the last night and shit. Brother Question was on the west side asleep without a clue when I hollered down across to pick up the phone and tell him to get ready.
Question was doing
yeah, bought a chicken wing, so I met him in the west, where we had the lights and wait for Upper Ben and Best. Bessie broke down on the other side of town. Yo, you know what it's about. The news is out.
Anybody like real music, sweet music, soul music. You know the music's a group, you gotta choose it, just to use it, to make you move it. Yeah, does anybody like real music, sweet music, soul music? You know the music's a group, you gotta choose it, just to use it, to make you move it.
From the subway to the studio, got to break fast if we wanna get to the bus. Running like a Max from the border.
Was it a bunch of years?
Nah, just the four of us. Enough nappy streets on the transit, too fine. To keep it going, what I'm doing, I'm not really knowing, but to me, see, it sounds owing, kicking, playing, to the sounds playing, I'm hot, I'm hoeing, yeah, hater, hating, tripping, I'm trying.
not to laugh, busted is the last paragraph, and I'm done half. More questions joking, and I'm night hoping that nobody comes in and opens the door.
I am the one that calls the G, the R, the A, the P. I didn't write this, it's coming off the top of the dome. So what you wanna do, and what you wanna go home and tell your mama that I'm one with all the mad drama. Yes, I was causing the movies on 125th Street. Of course, all the honey dips knew it was Harlem Week. I was going on the place to be. It's E, the capital rapper, the G-R-A-P, in the place to be. With my man Pete Rock and CL Smooth, that's the bust the groove as the people begin to move and get on the dance floor. Got to move the funky, stinking little whores and all the hoods and all the punks and all the suckers. What the f***? I got stupid motherfuckers on my ass. What the f***? I rock the mic so quick with Adolfo in the place to be. And my man Ross is right in back of me. Rob Poole, good to go. I got the F-L-O-W and that spells flow with Chris Champ. Oh, what's up? I'm about to get amped on top of the mic and I'ma set an example. Girls, I pull. I got the honey dip, so what's up? My tank is full of sperm. I'm ready to bust a nut. What's up? P-Rock, come get on the cut. Rock to the beat, get wrecked on the regular. Listen to me because I cross past hysteria. Peace.
The nightcap was exiled, steadily profiled as the underachieving, non-believing, can't stand the reason. Where's your daddy boy to categorize a drinker? Misunderstood to make the ordeal linger. They label me a problem child who can't cope. Hanging by a thread, yes, a very thin rope. Inevitably can never be the man, can I tell ya? Visualize and memorize him in a cellar. The Charlie Ho, hip hip, my fam's gonna catch a fit. My father looking like he wanna bust my lip, but that was never good for my health. So I take the shovel out my pocket and dig myself. Now when I look at the man in the mirror, I see things much more clearer, my lord. I'm not that popular, less than a dollar, but the bingo I pack and make you holler. You don't know could make a whole new world, man. Listen, I'm set to sabotage premonition, your propaganda, crooked type of version. And some of the things I bring you, babbling on person. Embedded in my character, rebel nostalgia, uncommon valor, who'd rather have no man-made religion or sect. But try to believe what you can see, maybe half correct. I shouldn't like to show the path in sight, cause a man who can't treat you right can't teach you right. In front of your eyes, what a surprise, and let the nature ride just for the girls and the guys. If I slam a jammer when you wear a bandana, peace to Pop Dukes and long live Nana. The formula's reality, Pete rocks the storm. Together, forever, yes, G, we got it going on. In search of the mecca, many travel in pairs. Walk the slave ship to Sodom and Gomorrah to support a short order when I freak it on a corner. 5-0 cruising, decide to pull you over. Beeping, where's the coke? I said a 6-pack of soda. The rookie's looking thirsty, but everything's mental. A baseball bat to smack Shirley in the temple. You greet to meet the maker, so I yell Hail Marys and blew that head to hit the house on the prairie. But the past can never choose my future correctly. I found the greatest source directly. On and on, keep it on your chin, V. Popping Simon eyes, pulling me clockwise, jammy. To quickly skip the minimal tip, I double the rise, I dip. Can anyone see phenomenally to the last degree? I capitalize subliminally, wreck for positivity. Yes, my little chickadee, ready to flow with me. Nevertheless, I bless, follow me and see. Predominantly CLB, all in the family. God bless Marky Black, no, we go way back. The lyrics I pack is like a needle in a haystack. CL and beat rock smooth like Dawn Perry on. Never torn, word is born, we got it going on.
listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. And this is Sugar in My Bowl. That's what I'm calling it. And we're finishing a set of sampled goods. Sampled from, I'll tell you when this is done. Stay tuned.
Your homies get strong, you got a strong, some niggas for your homies. Our niggas gonna think your hood is a marks in your hood or something, you know what I'm saying? You don't even need that on yours. You ain't going nowhere, no respect. It's all about respect, I hear these shots. And my homies, that's them, niggas don't get it. It's like all around the world, it's the same song. Niggas getting they bang on, straight like that. Nigga leaving them from the streets.
You know, this is pretty bad, because the N-word, used by, this is a gospel group. Anyway, stay tuned.
Shots rain like thunder. How do I keep from going under? It's like the jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder, will I ever amount to anything good? I'm in the zoo called America, trapped in the cage called the hood, where they got me acting like a beast. I'm dealing with my khakis creasing, got stuck back a piece. I'm not an animal, but my mind is caged up. I'm number J's, but if I gotta go out, I'm going out while my gaze. But the danger's vicious, hard-hitting, ferocious, low seven, notorious, mad gangster, OG, evil, and outlaw. Got this AK and I'm ready to spray like mace. So don't come whooping in my face, I'm ready to catch a case on you, fool. So bring it on if you wanna try your luck on this young buck. Run up and I'll serve you like a squunk club. How do I exit out this game, bro? I'm sick of life of a hustler. It's the everyday same old clocking in and knocking skins like a player should. Down with my gang and slanging these things through the neighborhood. Everybody knows me from sucking up the OG. Although I'm just a BG, they still don't wanna see me. Cause I'm a young soldier, handling my business from my shoulders. I'm waiting to get you slipping when I'm tripping. Then I spoke to nigga, I told you I got the boulders in the plastic baggie. I got this fofo Maggie in my waist, my pants is shaggy. I'm a rankster with the other gangster soldiers in my boot camp. The yayos in my palm, cause I'm sick of moms shopping with these food stamps. If anything could help me, well, my nine could, even if it means sending me to the pine wood. Box, I'm on the block with my rocks, I got my block cock, cause niggas wanna smoke me. Like Vaynerchuk, see, I can move away, but soon I'll be coming back. That's where my family, my hood, and my money's at. What should I do, and who can I turn to? I got the feds on my back, cause they know I'm selling crap. I'm sick of being locked up in the C-A-G-E. So tell me who got the key, and is he down to set me free, G? Cause any second from now, I might go crazy. I'm headed for early grade, G. Death is trying to fake me. I need to make a 180. I'm sobering at my spot, clocking up back. Rep won't catch me on the black tip. I'm catching these niggas slipping and let this gas spit. They smoke my love, so I'm making sure these guys die. So park the hoop around the corner, fuck a drive-by. I'm talking about walking up, front blank range. I hand him a bitch, you know what time it is. Ain't nothing strange. The streets is do or die, is who I am. My life between your eyes, my hands on the trigger. I figure that I'll be doing you be die, nigga. Life is by the day, I have no dreams. My only means of survival is these dope things. You say me selling dope, it's a cop out. I try to apply, but I'm a high school dropout. Bump, rap, bad, chill like the one for bumming. Plus pregnant woman equals baby coming. It's kinda hard to leave this gang alone. It's either one or the other, so I got to get my slang on. I started with 25 off 100, but now I'm coming up. It's 6 months later, and I'm the one that's dipping double up. I hate seeing cracked babies, but when it comes to money, I get evil. Even serving to my own people. I'm cold-hearted, to your judge, you can't have nothing to stand. I serve a kid if he comes with a dove in his hand. Man, it's bad, I wanna be a good dad. I just wanna give my baby things I never had. In my heart, that's a void. I'm paranoid if I get caught with this dope, I'm sure. Street life got a nigga going crazy. Jackers wanna fade me, I'm too young, I ain't the one to be pushing up daisy. I'll soon I'll be in the pen like the until I'm 80. I never see my baby.
God, can you save me?
Mr. Town, the east side downtown loaster. Known to pack a strap, they also call me little host. I'm never missing. When this caps, I'm twisting. Back, I got the strap, and Mr. Town is on a mission. We rolls up slower, rolls a nine now.
Did you smoke?
I didn't stick around to find out. I just kept jumping as I seen niggas falling. Stumbling and crawling. My homie hit the gas and started hauling. Back in all black with my big Mac dime. Ready to get mine. Look in your rearview mirror, tell me what you find. Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick.
Give it up.
Jack behind your lap with my strap to jack your grip. The streets gave me hate, so I'm giving it back. And I'd rather and be your show while you sit no fat. They said be true to the game, and the game will be true to you, but the game got me bailing in this town in blues. It's all about control, driving, get no swole. Get on the ride now, locked in the hole. When I touch down, when I become a Mr. Tap, will I get my cap peeled by vengeance of the black steel? Is my face sealed, or can a nigga get some help? Fools trying to smoke me, plus I'm thinking of smoking myself. What can I do?
And you're listening to Sugar in My Bowl. Yeah, like I said, that's what I'm calling it. This is WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. And what you just heard, it's true. It is a gospel group. It's called Gospel Gangsters. Yes. And unfortunately, they have a bad habit of throwing that word around. That N-word. Bothers me, but it apparently doesn't bother this gospel group. Anyway, we will move forward. Before that, we heard On and On by Pete Rock and CL Smooth. And before that, we heard You Don't Have to Worry, Mary J. Blige. All three tunes were sampled from Ode to Billy Joe, which is by Lou Donaldson. Mr. Lou Donaldson, Mr. Papa Lou Donaldson, to whom we heard we were chatting it up with a moment about a half hour ago, thereabouts. And this is from Mr. Shingaling. And Mr. Shingaling was released in 1967. So, to continue, coming up next, you may know the song. You may recognize it. Well, I'll tell you later anyway. Stay tuned. Yes, I will tell you what this song is later, but I did neglect to mention in the songs that were sampled by from Ode to Billy Joe, one of them was The Roots, Good Music. So I just thought I'd throw that in this time, this go-around, since this is a rebroadcast of what probably was my first Sugar in My Bowl, or titled Sugar in My Bowl. And it aired in May of 2007 as a prelude to, it was a Memorial Day weekend program. It was on Memorial Day in 2007. And the Hip Hop Takeover, which is the executive producer, is Ife Dancy. That was coming up in June, so that's why this was happening in this way. Anyway, stay tuned for more. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, Sugar in My Bowl. My name's Joyce Jones. Stay tuned.
Keep it trucked in for the Thank you. wait for to see your wrath on phonograph. No other half cozy like a bubble bath. Never said to be strange when I break and rearrange your weak sack of small chunk change in the Poconos. Playing dominoes, foes who rose caught a broken nose. Who's the boss? Not Tony Danza. A par so far, Lauren Green on Bonanza. Unforgettable is that King Cole. Rough like the rodeo, hanging like a scarecrow. I get business and punch the realism. And just fool the teacher or tutor, I quiz him. Bonafide to eat you like Frito-Lays. You can't phase and roll like the craze. Cultivate the mind, train it to teach. To write a book like Ezra John Keats. Motivate the crowd aloud to get a response. Catch the mood of ambiance. No Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, Alvin Ailey. Play like a damn ukulele. Ahead of the class, so I'll break your light glass. Have you open like a surgery bypass. Pete Rock and CEO Smooth without a doubt. That's why we're all sold out. In a millimeter set, Kirk out, all hands on deck. Pick up the pen again, perk like Sanka. We're gonna walk the speed, raise the anchor. Rock a party so fly is a sin. You bang on the door, but you can't come in. So get a pal like Rollo tomorrow. And if he turns steak, just cut him like an avocado. Cheer the bread and wine like the Passover. Better luck than a four-leaf clover. See yo smooth and make a groove to a nation. Start from Genesis, end their revelations.
All right. You've been listening to... We got a couple more minutes to go, but it's closing soon. Closing down soon. This has been, and you're still listening to, Sugar and My Bowl. My name's Joyce Jones. And in the background, we're listening to Pete Rock and CL Smooth. All sold out. S-O-U-L-E-D. Out. And they're sampling from... Come on. Turtle Walk. Gosh. Turtle Walk from Hot Dog by Lou Donaldson. Mr. Papa Lou Donaldson, whom we had heard earlier, chatting it up with him. And before that, we heard... What did we hear? We heard... I know what we heard. I'll tell you in a second. Wreck Shop. Wreck Shop by Run DMC. That's from Down with the King. And, that was, Run DMC had sampled from Who's Making Love. Also from Hot Dog. Hot Dog was released in 1969. It's on the Blue Note label. As a matter of fact, all of the, Lou Donaldson recordings we've heard this evening are on the Blue Note label. Blue Note. How about that? Anyway, Blue Note label. Hot Dog was released in 1969. And let's see. I gotta move on. So we're gonna close out with some Lou Donaldson. Yeah, so, all right. What are we gonna go out with? You know, I had an idea. We're gonna go out with Everything I Play is Funky by Lou Donaldson.
Hey, man.
Yeah, what's that?
You remember Funky Mama?
Yeah.
That was one of my best recordings, baby.
Ooh, that was bad.
Yeah. Alligator Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Midnight Creeper.
Yeah.
I was playing nothing but funky music, baby.
Funky music is in.
And you know why I do that?
Why?
Because everything I play gonna be funky.
Was the end of that broadcast, and to end up this broadcast, I have to mention and I have to thank yet again Akiko Struka and Lou Donaldson for making that show possible, to make this show possible. And congratulations to Lou Donaldson on being a NEA Jazz Master recipient for 2013. And on Everything I Play is Funky, this is a Alan Toussaint song, composition. That's Lou Mitchell on trumpet, Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Lonnie Smith, Dr. Lonnie Smith on organ, Melvin Sparks on guitar, Jimmy Lewis on Fender bass, and Idris Muhammad on drums. And my partner, Hank Williams, wanted me to let you know that Lou Donaldson is going to be at Birdland between February 5th and February 9th. And that's birdlandjazz.com. You can find out more about that. And let's see. I think that's it. And once again, congratulations to Yannick and Ayodele and Kim and Avril on getting hitched, on being with each other for the rest of their lives. Yeah. Woohoo! And we'll be back on the, what is that, the 17th? Oh, goodness, these dates. The Sunday after next, we'll be in the midst of the fun drive, and we'll be offering a Brazilian journey. That's a Brazilian journey presented by Dr. Judith King, who was a among other things. She used to be on WPFW. She used to have a show there. But she used to have, I used to listen to her on WBGO down the dial. She had a show called Brazil Comece. And that's why I thought she would be qualified to present this special. And it should be fun. It's going to be good. So tune in and help us at WBAI. Help your community radio station stay on the air. We need your help now more than ever, really, because there are changes. So, stay tuned. Once again, this is WBAI. My name's Joyce Jones. This has been Sugar in My Bowl. And stay tuned for La Nueva Alternativa coming up next. Yes.
Hello? Bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.